T-Mobile 5G internet keeps getting better. Boost your connection to harder-to-reach places with home internet plus and get internet right where you want it.
With Wi-Fi that reaches the attic, I finally have a home office.
Get a free upgrade to T-Mobile home internet plus while supplies last. Home internet plus starts at $50 a month with autopay in any voice line. Check availability at T-Mobile.com/home internet.
During congestion, customers on this plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reductions using greater than 1.2 terabytes per month due to data prioritization. After $20 bill credit plus $5 per month without autopay, debit or bank account required. Regulatory fees included for qualifying accounts. $35 connection charge applies.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Deion Sanders talked to the media yesterday. One of the things he addressed is winning, but not just on the field.
My wins are totally different than your wins. Your wins, you just judging football. That's why I have to start out and give you education and academics and so forth. I have to give you those things so you understand there's a greater scope. I can't win 9 games and our GPA suffers. Our GPA can't be high, but we lose another 8 games. We can't not go and grab high school players, and you got a bunch of guys in the portal, out of the portal, that's getting incarcerated. My wins are different. We have to win in every area. That's the way we're judged, and I'm cool with that.
I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
But he's not alone.
No.
Almost every coach deals with that. It's just Deion wants to talk about it. Do you think Steve Sarkisian down at Texas doesn't feel that
there
all the time?
Are academic guardrails for every program in every sport played in college sports.
Right. But let's be real for a second.
Sure.
I will give Deion Sanders and any coach credit for keeping their kids out of the police lineup.
Yep.
Because that's an embarrassment to the university.
Sure. Reflects poorly.
In professional sports, it's a bad reflection on a team. I mean, there was a time before you got here where it felt like every other week we would be getting an email, a statement from the Denver Broncos, which started, fill in player name, and we have been aware of this for some time now. The Broncos, their players seem to always be in trouble, and it was embarrassing for the organization.
Sure.
Good for Deion Sanders, but for all coaches for, you know, keeping their players out. I'll give Deion Sanders credit for one thing. I don't think for a minute he would have handled what happened at Oklahoma State like Mike Gundy did.
No. I would agree with that.
So again, you think I'm being critical many times of Deion Sanders? I think Deion Sanders would do the right thing.
You know, you've been strong with your message. Look, there is not a press conference that he has that I don't find something agreeable and objectionable to. Does that make
right?
It, are you with me on that?
Yeah.
There are times he was going yesterday, and I'm like, the dude makes sense on things. There are things that he makes really good sense on that sound good, that are energizing.
He says all the right things.
He does. And then you get into the whole, you know, the look at me and it's about me type of those things to me are not always palatable.
Here's the phrase that's a turnoff for me. I have to educate you on this. That is condescending.
Yeah.
It's crap like that that bothers me. No, you don't have to educate me. Just when I ask, give me the information. Like I said before, when it comes to grades, and I've been told this by a longtime SID who knows how the sausage is made, you want to boost up your team GPA? You just make sure that your walk-ons all have a grade point average of 3.0.
Good students.
So again.
There you go.
Fine. You want to educate me? I'm going to ask you for your walk-on GPA and then your all 22 offense and defense GPA. Are you willing to give me that? Probably not. Not a secret that Travis Hunter's GPA was put out there.
Academic All-American stuff.
Fine. Let me know everybody else's. But no, you don't want to give us that stuff. With that, you're a Buff fan, is that right?
I am.
Okay, good. What do you care more about, wins or how the players are doing in school?
Wins.
Okay.
100%.
Of course
you
do.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 10, right?
Yeah.
How the players are doing in school, outside of being academically ineligible, scale of 1 to 10, is it closer to a, what number is that for you?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't,
Bingo.
Right. No, I agree. I don't think it does matter.
Fans don't care.
I think there's a feeling of propriety. We want to make sure that we are being our program is being represented in a tasteful way. But at the end of the day, it's about W's. And by the way, that's every program playing college football in this country. And especially now that it is about the money. We've at least now gotten to the point where we understand what college football is all about. It's about making money. Took us a long time to get here, but here we are. So, no. It's all about the bottom line, and the bottom line is arrived at through winning football games.
So I just took you behind the curtain how you can get your team GPA up, and it is true. Last year was the highest in school history for the football team, although the football team was never really that bad to begin with.
Although that's still a nice thing to be able to herald. Okay. I mean, it is. It's a nice little talking point.
Let me throw another little man behind the curtain thing out at you.
Sure.
If you are academically eligible in the fall, you can literally fail every single class. You can get straight Fs, and you get to play the entire season. The entire season, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, you may not have eligibility for the next year.
No, actually, that's not true.
Well,
let me explain
you go for
why.
It. All right.
Because the academic year ends around early December. Now, if you go deep into the bowl season, that's when you can get dinged. If you're playing on New Year's Day, those grades are posted. But it takes about a week to post them. So if you're playing in an early bowl game, you're probably going to play. You're not going to get dinged for having Fs in October. Why? Because the season isn't, because the academic semester is not over yet.
Right.
Now, you will get dinged, and you will be ineligible in the spring.
Yeah.
But how many football games do you play in the spring?
None.
Zero.
Right.
So the most important semester is second semester to make sure you're eligible for the fall semester. Dirty little secret that people don't know about.
You remember Michael Beasley?
Yeah, K-State.
Unbelievable talent.
And?
And never went to class in his second semester in Manhattan.
And that's my point exactly.
Never stepped foot in a classroom.
Now, if you're Alabama, you have to play both semesters because you're probably going to be playing on New Year's Day.
And well, you'll probably be playing January 23rd or whatever the hell it is, right? Yeah, I get what you're saying. Right?
But when you win four games, it really doesn't matter.
No.
It's, you're playing for the second semester. And oh, by the way, with the way Deion Sanders runs practices anyway, you have no idea who's academically ineligible because you don't have eyes on who's on the field. Unlike when, you know, you go to Broncos training camp, we have the roster, we're marking off, okay, is 96 here, is 83 here, is 85 here. 85 here, by the way, is Lucas Kroll. I don't know if you know that.
I did know that.
Yeah,
actually.
But, well, you might not recognize who 85 is, quoting Sean
Payton. That's
right.
Yeah, yeah. We might be looking. That was an odd statement. that was like, it's not like we didn't. Lucas Kroll was the guy they were throwing to in Houston.
I go way deep on
this
show.
It's like, wait a minute. What in the hell are you talking about? Right. I think we all know who Lucas Kroll is.
Right. Yeah.
Which might, I don't know, might reflect what he thinks about us locally. Anyway, if we actually need a roster to tell who the guys are, we all have that pretty much figured out within the first week.
When it comes to hyperbole, there's only one man standing on top of the mountain in the state of Colorado, and that's Deion Sanders. And wait until you hear what he said about his offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur. Man, Shurmur is a Hall of Famer, according to Deion Sanders. That's next.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Tremfya.
mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love. And I'd hate to see you waiting. Had to have hopes.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, a military truck, and go-karts. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com. /MHS. In the meantime, if you're looking to have a great time this weekend, Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar. It's like a three-ring circus. Something always going on. Live music every Friday and Saturday. No cover. They have 15 pool tables and pool leagues. Free pool every weekday until 5 p.m. and the best happy hour ever. Any place you will ever go, no one is better than Greenfields. 3 until 7 every day of the week. Yeah, that includes weekends. And 2-for-1 on all wine, well, and drafts. Go see Chad, best owner when it comes to a sports bar, best sports bar, Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
I'm going to totally butcher this and give a really crude analogy.
Oh, no.
So hopefully I get through it where it makes sense. You have a, and I apologize because we're guys, you have a girl in town.
Don't drag me into this. This is your illusion.
I'm not trying to be misogynistic about this.
Okay, good.
You have the girl in town that everybody knows, and she has a reputation. I don't mean that she sleeps around, but she has a reputation, okay? Then you have a mail-in-order bride from Russia, and all you see is her picture. And you're like, man, that resume, and she is great looking. Everybody knows who the girl in town is, and everybody knows it's Pat Shermer. But Deion Sanders has painted the girl everybody in town knows, like the mail-in order bride.
Coach Sherman's phenomenal. And the job that he did at the conclusion of the last year running someone else's offense was not easy. But he did it. He did a great job. And especially at not having Shador for, I think, the final game, a game and a half. Pat Shermer is a pro. Pat Shermer is a communicator. Pat Shermer is a guy that's relational, that once you get to know him, once he build that relationship, you're going to want to play for him. You're going to want to hunt for him. You're going to want to kill for him. So he's that type of guy. And the relationship that he has with Shador and understanding that what both of them want to accomplish on the field is poetry in motion. And then it's easy to communicate with him when I'm saying, hey, let's get the ball into DeJounte's hands. So he already has 3 to 5 plays already ready for those particular guys, okay? Because I can see and see the landscape and how these guys, their moves. Okay, let's get the ball to Travis. Okay, now you already got that going. But also, a pro understands the running game and how important the running game is. So Pat is bringing a tremendous amount of experience and success to the table.
Does Pat sound like the girl in town that everybody knows, or the hot woman with the great headshot and the fantastic resume?
It's hard for me to make that leap with Pat Shermer, but
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Does he sound like the girl in town that everybody knows?
Sure.
No. No. We watched him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And his offense.
Based on the time that I spent for 2 years covering that team on a daily basis, I would...
It's the mail order bride.
I would, yeah. I would say that it's... I want to make...
Was Vic Fangio ever described Pat Shermer that way?
No. And I want to make
while this, watching the Hallmark Channel and making meatballs.
I want to make this abundantly clear. I mean, I want success for the Colorado program.
So do I.
I really do.
I do too. I should be a season ticket holder. You know, so I'm not anti-CU. I was a season ticket holder for 5 years.
Yeah.
I do not hate CU at all. I would love for my daughter to go there.
I like the remark at the end of the quote saying that and he understands the running game and the importance of the running game. Sean Lewis understood the importance of the running game. Lewis preached the running game. Preached it.
Right. And just look at his numbers at Kent State. They ran the ball far more than they passed the ball.
That didn't work out well. The whole Sean Lewis thing. And I would say that it was with Dion, but I think it was more with Shadur.
My understanding.
That is my understanding. And I don't know how much of the same people that we talk to, but.
Well, we only talk to each other, right?
That's it. I only look for you for guidance.
And when it comes to opinions, I listen to you and I just spit them out and I claim them as my own, even though I know it came from you.
Hardly. You're a far more opinionated person than I am, but that's right. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. Look, Robert Livingston is the same. He was effusive about Robert Livingston.
Hyperbole.
Yeah, totally. Hyperbole. Totally effusive.
Hyperbole.
And I'm not taking anything away from Robert Livingston, who's got 12 years of experience in the NFL, 8 years working with the safeties with the Cincinnati Bengals. That's a football guy. But I do know this. This is the first time that he's running a defense on any level. The first time that he's running a defense.
The last time I remember, if I'm not mistaken, a defensive backs coach came from Cincinnati and then was eventually hired by a team in Denver. He eventually got the head coaching job with the Denver Broncos. And that was Vance Joseph.
Mm-hmm. Was Joe Wood from Cincinnati
Joe
too?
Joe Woods.
Was he from Cincinnati?
I'm not sure. I can look it up.
No, you don't have to. I would love to
look it up. Nothing would make me more happy.
Well, I'm just trying to get my Cincinnati connection down. I'm good with Vance Joseph.
Look at Livingston's picture.
Not from Cincinnati.
Okay, very good.
Livingston is a young guy. Looks like he just had his bar mitzvah. Livingston Stein, I believe, is his. That was his name when he came off the boat. His family came off the boat. They shortened it to Livingston.
But I'll be interested. I mean, there are a lot of new moving parts on this football team.
Yep.
It's not just a new offensive line. It's a new offensive line coach. It's a new defensive coordinator. It's a brand new offensive coordinator.
Yep.
You got guys all over the page that are new. Will it take time to get this thing cohesively working? Odds are, yes, it will take a little time. Do they have time? I don't know. What are the expectations?
What I found to be interesting and almost insulting to my intelligence was when Sanders said, well, Shurmur had to run Lewis's offense. Lewis's offense is excellent. Look what he did at Kent State.
Well, and how'd he do at Colorado?
Probably average about 32, 33 points a game.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with that defense that an offense or that offense that a stronger offensive line wouldn't have helped. He averaged those points along with Shadur and Travis Hunter and, you know, various players that obviously contributed. But we're talking,
you know what,
they functioned at a high level without a running game.
What Shurmur did taking over Lewis's offense kind of sums up what he did as an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Averaging anywhere between, I don't know, 16 to 21 points a game. He did exactly what he did in the NFL.
Yeah.
About 16 to 21 points a game. They had one game, I think it was against Arizona, they scored 31. But then they had like 16 points and 14 points. Sean Lewis's offense, that scheme, is actually quite good.
Yeah.
And at San Diego State, they're going to love him.
Oh, yeah, at some point. They're down a little right now, which is why they're making a coaching change. But
and
yeah.
You know what? I said this back when he – and, oh, by the way, is it fair to say that the relationship between Deion and Lewis was never good?
It was – my understanding was that it was bad pretty quickly.
Right.
They
– Well, that's what happens when you don't go into a recruit's living room.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not sure what the dynamic was.
You should have
was.
Talked to him maybe a little bit more to get a feel on who this guy was and if he was the type of guy that would push back.
That's a key.
That's why you sit in somebody's living room to figure out what's this guy really like.
Yeah.
Can I work with this guy? Are you somebody who needs someone to say yes to you all the time? Or are you willing to collaborate?
You know, it's interesting. We have two very strong leaders with Deion Sanders and Sean Payton. The one thing I'll say, there are many things that I'll say about Sean Payton and about Deion Sanders.
And you're going to say it next, so tease it.
The willingness to listen may be, to me, the biggest difference between the two. And we'll explain when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, vehicles, contracting, rental yard auction, featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, tractors, and military truck toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
You know, Sean Payton is a very strong personality, and there is no question that the buck stops with him. He assumes that responsibility readily and comfortably and handles it, I think, in a manner which you would expect from a guy that's done this for as long as he has. He also is a guy that seems to me to be, and correct me when I'm wrong, collaborative. I do think that he...
I don't think he's as collaborative as you are giving credit for.
I think, okay, fair enough. I think he engages his coaches. I think he gives them leeway. I think he engages with them. He has the final word, and I think he's firm and strong with the final word. But I think that he has said as much to us that he likes different opinions. And I think it's one reason that he likes the youth of a Davis Webb, for instance, right?
I agree.
Now, that doesn't mean that he always takes the opinion and applies it. But I do think that he is a guy that's willing to listen to pushback. I'm not sure that that's the case. Well, actually, I don't think that's the case with Deion Sanders. I think pushback is not the type of thing that is accepted in Boulder.
And that's why Pat Shurmur is the perfect offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he's not going to push back. He's going to run it. And he's going to run his stuff. But you just heard Deion say...
When you say his stuff, are you saying his offense or the offense that Sanders and Shadur want him to run?
Well, you just heard what Deion said. It's time to get the ball to Hunter. It's time to get the ball to fill in the blank. We need to do...
Hunter, you mean the wide receiver?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with running the ball?
It has nothing to do with running the ball. It has to do with, I think that there will still be a strong influence of, we're doing this right now. Okay, now we need to get the ball in someone's hands. He just said it during the soundbite.
Did he mention any running backs?
No.
Interesting. No. But I thought it was about balance. I thought it was about, well, I mean, that's what he likes about him.
I think Pat Shurmur, I will be stunned if there's a run pass balance. I think Pat will set out down that path because it's deeply ingrained in him. That much I know about Pat Shurmur.
See, you would think.
But I don't think it'll get that way.
If Deion and Shadur want to pass the ball as much as possible to get the ball into their playmakers' hands, you would think this sets up to be an awful marriage. Because Pat Shurmur, if he is anything, is balanced in his offense. Yep. Now, in all fairness to him, he's never truly had great quarterbacks. Case Keenum, Drew Lock. When you go back to his days with other teams, they never had great quarterbacks. He never had in all fairness to Pat Shurmur, and I can't believe I'm defending him, he never had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. He never had multiple Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
No, his best offense was with Case Keenum.
Right.
Or what John Elway call him?
Case Keesum.
Keesum, that's it.
Bronco land?
Yeah, in Bronco land. Oh, my God.
So
sorry, I just had to have a moment there.
So are you suggesting that Deion Sanders wants yes men?
I'm suggesting that he is not as fluid and graceful with people telling him no.
See, to me, here is the difference. And I could be wrong, but I certainly know enough. I have enough friends who played for Bill McCartney. Bill McCartney let his coordinators.
Yes.
Coordinates.
Yep.
Bill McCartney was an outstanding recruiter. Very few better with a pregame speech, motivating, all of those things. But he was not necessarily considered an X's and O's guy. I'm not saying he wasn't.
He beat you with a lot of talent. And he beat you with a plan, too. I mean, that dude could coach.
Well, he also beat you with great coordinators in Neuheisel
yeah.
and Barnett.
Yep.
And many others.
Sure.
He knew how to assemble a coaching staff. And in all fairness, there was turnover early on in his coaching staff, as I will defend Deion Sanders, where it's not unusual have turnover in your coaching staff, specifically after a four-win season.
Yeah, that's right.
But Bill McCartney empowered his coaches. He didn't wear a headset. That should tell you all you need to know. Bill McCartney did not wear a headset, if I'm not mistaken, most of the time. He let his coordinators do their job. But I don't think he necessarily wanted yes men. And oh, by the way, while we are on this Bill McCartney thing, if you're okay with this, Buff Nation, Deion Sanders said arguably the most blasphemous thing he has ever said as the head coach.
Pray tell.
Ever. And if you're okay with it, that's cool. But I want to point it out to you because most of you did not see it. The first question in the Q&A came from a reporter. I can't remember who he was with. And he was wearing a red sweater. And the first words out of Deion's mouth after the question was, "I love that red sweater."
Oh.
Catch that?
No.
Because I did.
Yeah.
Not because I was looking for it.
Right.
Now, here's a story about Bill McCartney. All coaches get a car from a selected dealer when they are the head coach. Bill McCartney's second car, I can't remember what model it was, what make it was, where it came from, but it was red.
Oh, dear.
And he said, "Take that thing back. I'm not hopping in it. I'm not driving it. I want another car." That's what Bill McCartney thought of the color red.
Yeah.
Apparently, Deion forgot about the Nebraska narrative.
What do you say? I'd rather be dead than red.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, I'm not criticizing Deion.
He doesn't come from that culture.
No. And oh, by the way, that's why Darren Hagan was so pissed off at Deion Sanders.
And by the way, Bill McCartney created that culture.
He absolutely did. But it worked. It worked. Definitely worked.
Yeah, it worked.
To this day,
right.
Colorado fans hate Nebraska, and I don't know if Nebraska fans hate Colorado.
No.
They hated Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yes. Colorado fans, it was always Oklahoma for Nebraska.
But I'm not going to get upset. I'm certainly not getting upset with Deion Sanders for saying, "I like your red sweater." But if Bill McCartney saw that, he'd be like, "Are you effing kidding me? Really? You just said publicly you like the color red?" But for everybody who hates Nebraska, your ass should be a little bit chapped with that. I'm not upset with Deion Sanders. I didn't go to see you.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of that rivalry. But you hate the color red, right?
Yeah.
That's your head coach.
To me, that's...
And I'm not...
That's manufactured hatred.
Correct.
So I don't buy into
And it seems like I'm trying to pile on Deion. Quite frankly, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting that hate Nebraska, hate the color red. Yet the first words were, "I love that color red." What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about who has the upper hand in the WNBA Rookie of the Year race. And the final for Copa America and the Euros is now set. That's up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman Tuesday. There's a vehicles contracting and rental yard auction featuring cargo vans, trucks, contracting equipment, go-karts, a military truck, toolboxes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The Final Word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com.
Just in case you missed it, is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. When a hailstorm hits, Masterpiece will fight your insurance company and make your roof look like a masterpiece. Go to masterpiceroofing.com.
All righty, guys. Just in case you missed it, the race for WNBA Rookie of the Year is heating up as Caitlin Clark is the current favorite to win. Angel Reese in second right now with plus 450 odds. Clark had another big game yesterday with 29 points and 13 assists following her triple-double in the Fever's previous game. It's the first triple-double by a WNBA rookie ever. And then Angel Reese has 14 consecutive double-doubles. Who would your WNBA Rookie of the Year pick be?
Yeah, she had to go hunt a double-double the other night. Did you see?
Oh, getting her own rebounds off her own misses?
Stat
padding?
Well, it was. I thought it was egregious, what I saw. But neither here nor there. Don't really care. I mean, okay, someone's going to be Rookie of the Year. Fine.
It's a no-brainer. And, oh, by the way, we're very jaded here when it comes to double-doubles. Double-doubles mean nothing in the city of Denver.
Bring triple doubles to me and we'll talk.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, the final for Copa America in Euro 2024 is set as Colombia will be taking on Argentina in the Copa America final, and then Spain will play England in the final of the Euros. Both finals will take place on Sunday. And then after Colombia beat Uruguay last night, some of the players from Uruguay entered the stands and a fight broke out between fans and players. Oh. Shades of malice in the palace. Any comments on the two soccer tournaments or the ugly scene following the Colombia-Uruguay match?
Yeah, I've got no time for that type of crap. But here's my deal. Having just been in Europe for a week and change, I challenge anyone who considers themselves a soccer hater, of which there are plenty in this country, to go over there when the Europe Cup is going on, right? And not be a soccer fan. It is impossible. You get caught up into it. It means something to people, whether you're in it or not. Croatia was out of it by the time that we got there. But it is such a remarkable energy that is brought by this sport. And while I can't tell you the first damn thing about how things start in the midfield and take 5 minutes to kind of percolate before you get a shot on goal, I can't tell you how it happens, but I watched. I found myself watching and paying attention to it. And I'm paying attention to it now. I will watch portions of Spain and England. Probably won't sit down and watch the whole game, but I got to tell you, this is the third time I've been in Europe during the Europe Cup, and it is enticing.
By the way, Uruguay going into the stands is nothing. It's a nothing burger. First of all, they start fires in the stands at soccer games.
Right.
But this is all you need to know about soccer on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. And I know this because my wife is from Scotland.
Of course you do.
Okay. There is a team called Celtic and another team called the Rangers. They are not separated because they hate each other, because they hate each other's soccer teams. They hate each other because Celtic fans, and I'm not joking when I say this, are Protestant. And the Ranger team is Catholic.
Catholic, yeah.
And what I'm about to say is not an exaggeration. It's kind of like the Crips and the Bloods. It's kind of like the Jets and the Sharks in West Side Story. If you are a Celtic fan and you walk into a Rangers bar with your colors on, you are, not figuratively, literally taking your life into your own hands.
Yeah, you get your ass kicked.
You might die in that bar. They will literally make an effort, potentially, to kill you, injure. You're lucky if you walk out of there, or if you walk out of there at all, injured. It's literally life or death for those two teams.
It's an interesting way of putting it. You're right.
And now I'm going to add on to this story because we have a few minutes. I can't remember which bar it was. My cousin David, one of his very good friends, walked into, I can't remember if it was a Celtic bar or a Rangers bar. One of the two. Let's say he walked into the Rangers bar and he happened to be wearing a color for a Celtic fan. And people started to surround him, this guy, my cousin David's friend. And they said to him, what are you, a Celtic fan? Are you a proddy? And he said, no, I'm Jewish. And they said, oh, his name was Billy. He goes, oh, Billy the Jew. Get him a beer, Billy the Jew. They didn't care that he was Jewish. They just cared that
as long as he wasn't Protestant.
Oh my God!
That's what it's like over in Scotland between Celtic and the Rangers.
By the way,
it is life or death over there.
By the way, in a
Billy the Jew,
we sat with three soccer fans from Scotland who had just been eliminated, and in Frankfurt on the way over. The most delightful, fun guys to chat with.
Yeah.
I mean, just could not have been any more fun to hang with for about an hour and a half.
Well, if you fall in love with the accent first, Irish and Scottish people have great accents.
Sure they do, right.
But, if my money is on anyone in a street fight, pick somebody from Russia, the United States, Uruguay, pick a country. My money is on somebody from Scotland because I would always rather fight the stronger, tougher person than the crazy person. Because the tougher person will just beat you to a pulp. The crazy person will have no problems biting off your ear, biting off your finger, things that will be permanent where you lose a limb.
Yeah. Can live without that.
That was Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it. How do you like that, nice segue.
Any observations on Team USA last night?
Oh, they look mean their coach?
No, just, I mean, anything on team?
Basketball or soccer?
I'm talking basketball. Oh. I mean, didn't everyone watch the game?
They practiced four times. It was a sloppy game, but they played good defense.
It was really sloppy. But it was entertaining in spots.
It was.
Yeah. So, okay.
LeBron and Steph together was
cool.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool. The backdoor cut that LeBron made with the AD, that was on a play that was called from the sideline called What the F.
Yeah.
Literally, that was, they called the play with that. Some entertaining stuff, but Jamal Murray with an underwhelming 5-point start for Team Canada.
So that was Masterpiece Roofing, just in case you missed it. If you have hail damage, if you're going to get hail damage, highly recommend you go with Masterpiece Roofing. They have a team of people that are dedicated to making sure that your insurance companies pay for what they need to pay for. They just don't have like one person sitting at a desk. A team of people, you're in great hands with Masterpiece Roofing. They back all of their work with a 5-year material and labor warranty. And the reason is they hire the best roofers, use the best material, so they can easily back that up. Go to MasterpieceRoofing.com. That's going to do it for us. Alex, great job today. As always, pulling double duty today. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists,
are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.